From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told media Tuesday that the Trump administration is taking a number of steps to prevent Russian meddling. This after Admiral Mike Rogers, who heads two intelligence agencies, told lawmakers he'd never been given any specific direction to take additional steps outside his authority when it came to election and other interference. Sanders would not discuss with media the authority Rogers was referencing, but
the president is looking at all of the different causes and all of the different ways that we can prevent it. And as we find different ways that we can do that, we're implementing them. Like you see with the money that was allocated by the from the State Department, as you see with the conversations that the secretary from the DHS is having, we're going to continue looking at different ways to combat it. And I would imagine that that will be certainly a big part of it. But I can't speak to anything further on it right now.
As a U.S. House committee continues its probe into Russian meddling, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was the latest to be called to testify. She's one of the president's longest-running aides. The House Intelligence Committee has held closed-door meetings in recent weeks, and they sparred with former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Mr. Trump won the election. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner has had his security clearance downgraded. This is in a move that will now limit his access to most sensitive information. Unnamed White House officials said that the downgrade actually means that Kushner no longer will have access to the presidential daily briefing. That is something the most valued U.S. intelligence agencies report. It's also been reported that if Mr. Trump wanted to do so, he could give Kushner indefinite clearance. This is VOA News.